I love the story behind that one. Rebecca wrote the song, and she actually wrote it for our little brother.
Our little brother, he's six now. But I wrote it for him. I wrote it for him last summer. And he's a man's man, I'll tell you. He's into bionicles and big wheeled trucks and, you know, all the boy stuff. And so when I told him that I'd written him a song, it's like, Thomas, I wrote you a pretty song. What do you think? And he's like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, well, you know, I wrote it for you, so I guess you get to name it if you want to. Ah, yeah, whatever. And then he goes running off to go, and he goes pelting down the driveway. And I was like, I kind of got my feelings hurt just a little bit, but, you know, beside the point. So he came back a few hours later, though, and he came up to me, and he's like, Rebecca, you know that song you wrote for me? And I'm like, yes, Thomas. That song I wrote for you that you didn't like? Yes, that song. He's like, well, you know, I think I know what you should name it. And I'm like, oh, no. He's going to pick out some name, you know, Bionicles Fury or, you know, something that's going to be really ridiculous. I'm going to feel stupid saying. And then he sits there and he gets this real pensive look on his face. And he looks at me and he goes, Rebecca, I think you should name it The Summer When I Was 5. And I'm just like, say what? Huh? Are you waxing eloquent, wee five-year-old? So that was The Summer When I Was 5. And I wish our brother was here so you guys could meet him, because he's just like the coolest little dude ever. But.
And now for our next request.
She just got that.